Thanks for joining us. I'm speaking with Jake Klein today, who is the Executive Chairman of Evolution Mining. Jake, it's really good to talk to you.
Thanks, Tom.
Now, why don't we focus on two aspects of the Evolution story. The first and quite excellent part is the execution of your mining strategy, keeping costs low, really getting the most out of your portfolio of mines has really been one of the features of the last couple of years for your organisation.
Sure, Tom. I mean, in many ways, it's been a very simple strategy. It's been about improving the quality of the portfolio and demonstrating that mining companies, gold mining companies, can be highly profitable, dividend-paying companies with a sustainable future. So we just declared and paid our 10th consecutive dividend, a fully franked 3.5 cent per share dividend.
And let's talk about that. That was a big jump from 1.5 cents.
2.5, so 75% increase. And we're paying out 50% of our profits, after-tax profits, as a dividend. Provided we can improve our profitability, our dividends will keep going up.
Indeed. And let's talk about how you're managing to do that. How are you still managing to take costs out of the business on an incremental basis from quarter to quarter?
So we've taken a very strategic portfolio approach. We've said we want to have 6 to 8 assets. We recognize that the gold industry is very cyclical. The only thing I can tell you about the gold price in 12 months' time is that it won't be the same as today. Hopefully it will be higher, but we're certainly not banking the strategy on that. So our whole strategy has been on improving the quality of the portfolio. That's meant acquiring assets in the counter-cyclical space where where sellers have maybe been distressed and needing to deleverage. Our best assets, Cowal and Ernest Henry, have come from those acquisitions, but we bought from Barrick and Glencore. But we've also divested of assets. So we now have 5 operating mines and 1 economic interest. We've reduced over the last 5.5 years our all-in sustaining costs in Australian dollar terms by 36% and in US dollar terms 50%. So today Evolution's one of the lowest cost gold producers in the world. And the Australian sector, gold sector as a whole, is in fantastic shape. You know, 5 or 6 years ago, Australian gold producers were perceived as being high cost, low margin businesses. Today we're some of the lowest cost, highest margin, most profitable gold companies in the world.
So under those circumstances, where to over the next 3 years in terms of, you know, continuing that optimization process?
Well, we don't see any real reason to change our strategy. So focus on deals which improve the quality of the portfolio, and by that we mean mine life and cost of production. But, and this is important, Tom, to us, they must also be accretive to our shareholders. So not falling into the trap where the gold sector's been before, where it's been growth for growth's sake. But every deal needs to be looked at from a quality perspective and an accretion perspective. And I think if we can keep doing that and stay disciplined, and those are two big ifs, we will be in good shape and continue to deliver superior returns to shareholders.
Now, you provided an insight into your operations here in New South Wales with a site visit most recently. How did that go? What was the conversation like?
So that was to an asset in Western New South Wales, Cowal. It was owned by the world's largest gold company in the world, Barrick. We bought it in 2015 when Barrick was needing to deleverage and sold all its Australian assets. Like other Australian producers who acquired assets from Barrick, they've been fantastic purchases. So you would have thought, and when we acquired the asset, you would have thought, well, it's been owned for the last decade by the world's largest gold company. They've explored the area well. What you're buying is what you're going to get, and you're not unlikely to discover new ounces. But what we found is completely different. In fact, the story of Cowal reflects to us in many ways the opportunity that is presented in Australia. That an asset which was kind of lost in the Barrick portfolio and now has become a core part, an important part of our portfolio, is getting the attention it deserves. The exploration success is outstanding that we're getting over there. And we've doubled the mine life from 2024 to 2032. And we are very optimistic that that mine life will go well beyond 2032.
Okay, so it's important to maintain a radar of things that could potentially come up and be of interest in the medium term.
We're always actively looking, but again, against those two filters that the gold sector has unfortunately been a bit guilty of not adhering to, don't go for growth's sake. Growth for growth's sake is just not on. Make sure it's accretive to our shareholders. And the third thing, you know, improve the quality of your portfolio.
Jake, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dom.
And thanks for joining us.